Senator John Kerry frequently refers to his service in Vietnam and has questioned President Bush's National Guard record during the war. Commentator Ruben Navarrete says, get over it.
Vietnam again? Americans have fallen into a political time warp. We've been transported back to the late 1960s and early 1970s. It's as if common sense and perspective have gone AWOL from the 2004 presidential campaign. Democrats and their supporters in the media are trying to paint President Bush as nothing less than a deserter by questioning whether he fulfilled Vietnam-era obligations to the Air National Guard. At the same time, they're portraying John Kerry, the likely Democratic presidential nominee, as a war hero, well-versed in national security. Kerry fought in Vietnam and was decorated for valor, while Bush weighed out the war stateside, part flyboy and part party boy. Democrats consider that a character issue, insisting that their guy has it and the other guy doesn't. That doesn't seem fair. After all, we're talking about personal decisions made by two young men over 30 years ago during a frightening time in our nation's history. But many baby boomers still can't let go of a war that helped define their generation. And since boomers dominate the media, war records are dominating the presidential campaigns. It's creepy. Some of the same people who 30 years ago marched for peace now can't stop glorifying war. Well, as a member of Generation X, I'm sick of hearing about Vietnam, especially since September 11, 2001. I used to be more willing to indulge the boomer obsession, but now it just seems trivial. Of course the boomers use Vietnam as a measuring stick for character. What else do they have? Their parents had the Great Depression and the triumph over fascism in World War II. They also had the attack on Pearl Harbor. Like our grandparents, my generation and the one that follows didn't have to travel to faraway shores for a glimpse of war. We know what it's like to be struck at home, to watch as our country is brutally attacked, thousands of our people slaughtered on their own soil. The only thing the president and those who aspire to be president should be obsessed with at this point is making sure that Americans never again feel what they did on that terrible September morning. If John Kerry thinks he's up to that challenge, then he should put away his scrapbook and tell Americans how he would spare future generations the anguish of war.
The comments of Ruben Navarrete, an editorial writer for the Dallas Morning News and a nationally syndicated columnist.